Hi everyone, this is Issa Tease. Today I'd like to speak about how the energies are affecting not only our brain, but also our nervous system. I'm speaking right now because I had three conversations this morning with three different people, and each one of them was brought to a place where they started speaking about themselves or someone else that is really feeling off or have had tremendous unfounded fears or experiencing like paranoia and restlessness and an internal sense of disruption, almost like a suspicion. These kinds of things are happening with many, many people right now, and I'd like to help you better understand why this is occurring. And you might find that this is with people that you considered pretty normal, but now they seem to be like a little unusual. And what is occurring is that in our evolutionary process, mankind in general is constantly being pushed to evolve, to change, to expand, to become more of what it is that it's capable of being. Well, the Earth itself is also going through that. And the Earth's resonance value, if you will, and what's occurring is that the energy that is coming in is increasing that. And what that means is that everybody who is on this earth is experiencing an increase in their own frequency. Now, what happens at a physical level is that our nervous system takes in all of the different kinds of frequencies that we have from the people that are speaking to us, from the colors, from the weather, from our thought processes, from what's happening in our physiological body, what's happening with the way we're digesting our food, so many things, literally millions and millions of ways we are being inputted with different kinds of energies. And the nervous system is doing its very best to transmute and organize and put these energies in places that are usable and definable and effective in all the areas of our lives. Well, when we are receiving more or a higher frequency than the body has familiarity with, it usually takes a little bit of time for it to integrate that. And because we're getting it much faster and much more frequently, many people are not able to transmute the energies in the ways that they normally would. What's occurring because of that? Restlessness, agitation. It means that there are fear factors that for some people are being activated. Now, these kinds of things are frequently in our DNA, and some people more prevalently, I don't know if that's a word or not, and in a way that allows them to be pretty overloaded with that. So you may notice in your family line that there have been some bipolar depression or just plain old depression or severe inability to deal with grief or just anything along those lines. Schizophrenia, maybe. Whatever it is, you may notice that somewhere in your family line, you've had some kind of that going on. So that means that your gene is a little more prevalent than someone else's. Now, you might be doing just fine yourself, but maybe you have a brother or sister, an aunt, an uncle, a grandfather, or somebody who didn't do so well. At any rate, these propensities are more highly activated when the energy gets to be at this level that it is now. And I will tell you, it's going to increase. So here is what you can do. Be aware. Be aware of how you are doing in your body and be very, very gentle with yourself. Be calm. Slow down. Reduce the amount of input that you are taking in. If you're usually a multitasker and you've got all these things happening at once, my recommendation is that you stop that, at least for a period of time. Take a breath. And literally take a breath. Literally learn how to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing the body to relax fully and completely. And if you take a few moments each hour, ideally, and just let your body quiet down, then you will notice that your nervous system is able to compute. It is able to interact with the energies much more easily. And it will help keep you centered. And you notice other people being a little bit weirded out. And we know that that's going on because We just had this major shooting down at the college in Roseburg, Oregon, where 10 or so people were killed. And then there was another school and other places where people are just losing it. This has been going on for a long time. It's not like it's rare. It's just that it's seemingly more frequent. And part of this is because the physical body is not able to utilize the energy in a way that's effective. And so it activates that stress gene at such a high level that people are unable, literally unable, to handle what it is that's going through their system, and they just flip out. Psychologically, emotionally, and physically, they are unable to match all of those together to be effective in their day-to-day world. Now, I'm speaking to some extremes, but you may notice that you might have many versions of that yourself. So we go back to, first of all, recognizing it. Secondly, breathing frequently. Set a timer on your phone to go off every hour and just breathe and really quiet the body down. Another thing that's important to do is to eat very cleanly. Stay away from additives and preservatives. Stay away from high carbohydrates and high sugars, because those things have a tendency to increase a different physiological response in the body. Another thing that you can do is to perhaps meditate, listen to quiet music, and keep yourself more gently at ease. Another thing you can do is to dance. Dance furiously and fast and wild and release some of the energy. And then quietly listen to music that is calming. You also want to be exercising often. Every day, ideally exercise and move the energy, because what happens is when the energy comes in very profoundly, what occurs is it like coagulates and it can't move through the body quickly enough. So that's when it starts backing up. When you exercise, whether it be yoga or whether it be working out with weights or being on a treadmill or an elliptical or taking a very brisk walk or whatever it is that you feel most drawn to, doing this or something like this every single day is going to really help you stay more centered and more grounded. All of these things, including doing some writing, some journaling. You may also want to speak to someone about taking some homeopathic remedies that can be supportive for you. Or call me and have a coaching session with me, and I can help you better understand what's going on. The bottom line is that there is a lot happening, and you're in the most powerful, most awesome place you could ever be right now during this amazing transformation that is occurring on our planet right now. It's a gift. It's a powerful, powerful gift to be a part of such a life-changing experience. And as we go through these intensities, being there for each other and with each other and supporting other people in their quiet space is going to be very, very helpful for you and for our planet and our friends and everyone else. So you can share this recording with them, or you can at least share some of the things that I have suggested that might help them be a little bit more quiet inside themselves. So remember to trust in your process, take a lot of deep breaths, and know that you're okay and you will be okay. And do what it is that you need to do to take care of yourself right now. It is the most important thing that you can do, because that in and of itself will help not only change your life, but the lives of those around you and those all over the world in general. So for now, take a breath. Breathe very deeply in through your nose, out through your mouth. Let your body relax. And until next time, feel a hug.